from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Greeks vote in crucial referendum on EU bailout. Greeks are voting today in a referendum on whether to accept the terms of a European Union bailout, which include further spending cuts. Henry Ridgewell reports from Athens.
To loud cheers from supporters, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras arrived to cast his vote in a suburb of Athens. On the day of reckoning for Greece, he struck an optimistic tone. Today, democracy overcomes fear and blackmail, he said. The determination of our people beats the propaganda of fear. I'm sure that from tomorrow we'll open the road of a return to the fundamental values of Europe. Greek voters must decide between the Prime Minister's assurances that this is just part of the poker game with Europe and warnings from Brussels that a no vote could see Greece ejected from the euro. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Athens.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met today in Vienna at a critical point in negotiations on Iran's nuclear program, ahead of a gathering of more key delegates. A half-hour meeting followed late Saturday face-to-face talks between the two key diplomats. Neither side has commented on the meetings. Experts are racing to resolve as many issues as possible as ministers from the six negotiating global powers finalize a comprehensive deal by a self-imposed July 7th deadline. Officials in Vienna confirmed Saturday that a tentative agreement had been reached on the sanctions relief issue, but a senior U.S. official warns that ministers must approve it. This is VOA News. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in eastern Syria Saturday and today have killed at least 23 Islamic State militants and wounded others. In a statement issued today, the coalition said the airstrikes targeted structures and transit routes used by the IS group in and around Raqqa. Coalition spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Gilleran says the airstrikes, which he called significant, were intended to deny the militants the ability to move military capabilities throughout Syria and into Iraq. Nigeria's president is calling on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. The president's appeal Saturday came after a surge of deadly suicide bombings in Nigeria's Borno state since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. In one of the latest attacks, police say female suicide bombers blew themselves up in a crowd running away from an attack by Boko Haram outside the city of Maiduguri. Authorities say several people were killed in Friday night's attack in that village. The Tunisian president has declared a 30-day state of emergency after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort last week. For the next month, police and the army will have special powers to carry out raids at any moment on the homes of suspected terrorists or other criminals. The government has also fired the governor of the region where the beach resort is located and several officials from the gunman's hometown. Across the United States Saturday, Americans celebrated the 239th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. President Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July.
We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place. And we, the people, pledge to make their task our own, to secure the promise of our founding words for our own children and our children's children.
In communities across the country, bands played against a backdrop of fireworks. Former U.S. Secretary of State and frontrunner for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton, has accused China of stealing commercial secrets. Speaking at a campaign event in the northeastern state of New Hampshire Saturday, Clinton said the United States needs to remain fully vigilant when it comes to China, which she said is establishing military installations that threaten countries the United States has treaties with, such as the Philippines. An unmanned Russian cargo vessel successfully docked with the International Space Station today, bringing a string of failed attempts to resupply the station. The Progress delivered more than 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the orbiting outpost. 3 attempts to supply the station have failed within the last 9 months. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.